Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Truman Show is one of my favorite movies. It's incredibly rare for a film to be as funny, cohesive, beautifully paced, and rich in detail as The Truman Show. However, it's even rarer for a movie to go beyond this and give accurate prophetic insights about the world. 20 years later, and The Truman Show's allegorical message is more relevant than ever. But the only way we can truly understand its meaning is by diving into the story. The film begins with a monologue from Christoph, who sets up the main premise of the movie. Truman is the unwitting star of a reality TV show centered around his life. Truman, a child abandoned at birth, has been brought up to believe that he is a normal guy living in the idyllic town of Sea Haven Island. However, Truman's entire world is a lie. All the people he knows, including his mother, his best friend, and his wife, are all paid actors. Sea Haven Island is also fake, and is in reality just a huge set enclosed by a massive dome. This gives Christoph, the director of The Truman Show, almost complete control over Truman's world. This ranges from the ability to control the weather, to the day-night cycle, and even the stars in the sky. Truman's every moment is broadcast around the world, with extra funding from the show coming from product placement. From the start of the film, we see a camera implanted in Truman's bathroom mirror, where Truman is pretending to be an explorer whilst getting ready for work. It's as though this is just another regular day for Truman, with him saying hello to his neighbors, making a coffee, and getting into his car. But just as he's getting into his car, a stage light drops from the sky right onto the road outside of his house. Truman then walks over to inspect the light and sees that it says Sirius on it, referring to the brightest star in the night sky. But eerily, on his drive to work, the radio starts to run a story about a plane wreckage falling from the sky in order to explain the light.
Here's a news flash just then. An aircraft in trouble began shedding parts as it flew over Sea Haven just a few moments ago.
It then starts to talk about the dangers of flying, which is one of the first of many subtle ways that Christoph tries to influence Truman into staying on the island through fear. He is being subconsciously controlled by the radio. This subconscious manipulation then continues throughout the film. Like when Truman is asked by his boss to deal with something that will require a boat trip. By doing this, the boss is setting up Truman's aquaphobia as we see he is unable to even get in the boat. A phobia that's later revealed to be another subconscious manipulation of Truman. This whole day feels very strange for Truman, so he hurriedly comes back to his wife Meryl, who then conspicuously shows off her new kitchen tool that she bought at the store, showing it off almost like she's advertising it.
It's a dicer, grater, peeler all in one. Never need sharpening, dishwasher safe.
Truman becomes suspicious. And when out with his best friend Marlon, Truman's behavior starts to be off, and he brings up his desire to leave and go to Fiji. Marlon catches that Truman is starting to wake up, so he quickly shoots down the idea. He doesn't want Truman escaping. That would break the whole game. In the next scene, we see Truman go off to spend some time on the beach, where he remembers the tragic boat accident that seemingly killed his father and gave him his aquaphobia. Christoph then even heightens Truman's misery by adding a specific path of rain to follow Truman, and with Truman's breakdown growing, we see the audience's engrossed reactions. It's all these early scenes that serve to illustrate that the fictional Truman Show can only function when Truman buys into this false reality. The Truman Show, therefore, has to make sure that Truman can't escape his cage, or even see that he's in a cage.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, Just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Knows that he's in a cage, the whole game collapses. The ways that Christoph keeps Truman deluded are the most striking aspects of the allegory. The most obvious and egregious of these is how Truman is kept complacent by exploiting his deepest fears. For example, Truman's aquaphobia works perfectly to keep Truman on the island. Christoph even risks Truman overcoming this fear when he sends Truman to unsuccessfully board the boat. The fact that Truman can't overcome his phobia only reinforces this. Truman is also constantly barraged by propaganda and subliminal messages to induce a fear of flying. There are constant reminders of the dangers of flying. It takes this rampant fear-mongering to keep Truman's delusion alive. However, this time the propaganda starts to weaken. Truman still fantasizes about taking a flight to Fiji. His aquaphobia is still strong, but it's revealed that this is most likely because it originates from the undressed guilt over Truman's father's death. But it's not just the fear that influences Truman. The control that Christoph has over his world is total. Everything Truman takes in on a daily basis is designed with a secret purpose. The TV he watches reinforces the message. The media always has headlines directly promoting whatever they want Truman to believe. Even the people that Truman talks to on a daily basis spout the same canned lines and positive affirmations. Propaganda is seeping into every aspect of Truman's life and society.
You think I'm flying somewhere?
Nope.
Oh, good.
A lot like its infiltration of our society. Just like Truman, we're always bombarded with propaganda just to keep us complacently unaware of the delusions of modern ideology. Every day, society tells us who we are, what we ought to do, and who our enemies are. Just like Truman, we're encouraged to ignore the clues that we're living in a lie, where we're made to still become wages in the Matrix, and then everyone who buys into the societal delusion helps perpetuate it. This means that lots of well-meaning, rational people are swept up to become mouthpieces of a failing system. The cracks are present in both reality and fiction. They just exist solely on the personal level for Truman, rather than the societal level that we're starting to see. But what is the society-wide delusion? Well, in The Truman Show, it's obvious and literal. It's the premise of the movie. The Truman Show is a reality show. But how does this translate into our real world? Well, this is where it gets interesting. The habitus is a tool used by sociologists for describing the ways in which a society's culture functions. Society rests upon an enormous amount of unset rules and expectations. These are often performed without thinking about them. It's more like a learned skill than a conscious decision. Bourdieu, the French intellectual who brought the term to prominence, often compared it to sports. People tend to know the rules of the game. For example, it's generally accepted that when you're finished at the supermarket, you return your shopping cart. There's no personal reward or egotistic incentive, it's just a learned, polite expectation. In the context of the supermarket, though, it's very important. The whole system would collapse without it. Some abstracts of the habitus are nearly invisible because they seem so natural to us. Even your tastes in music or food are influenced by the habitus. This is because the cultural expectations that the habitus instills go so deep. They're established from the moment you're born, reinforced throughout your childhood by your family, and then further built upon by your education and work. This then makes the habitus a self-perpetuating structure. Those brought up in certain habitus will nurture its specific values in their children, for example, making sure the cycle continues.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Truman Show gives a literal picture of what a Habitus can look like. We can see all the actors in the fictional Truman Show as being sucked into this. The actors act in certain learned ways in order to perpetuate the essence of the Truman Show. Now, the key difference between fiction and reality is the incentive. Literally, the actors in the fictional Truman Show are being paid to play their parts. But in the real world, people play their parts in the Habitus because the Habitus itself has conditioned them into it. Everyone is one of the actors. Everyone makes the delusion real. And what the Truman Show goes on to tell us is that when the Habitus has been altered into something too detached from an authentic society, cracks start to show, when lies start to perpetuate, when the ego gets in the way, when power corrupts, the Habitus starts to break, and this ripples throughout entire civilizations. See, throughout the movie's progression, we see Truman gradually wake up to the delusion that has consumed his life, which inevitably causes a breakdown of the entire Habitus. The further Truman moves towards truth, the faster the delusion collapses, and thus the more resistance he faces. The Habitus of our world is just as deluded as the one in the Truman Show. This is because what's valuable culturally has been drastically changed by reality TV and social media. The Truman Show almost predicted this with its commentary on reality TV. The vapid values of reality TV expanded to shape the entire Habitus, now limited to reality TV, and this doesn't seem too harmful. But it gets so much worse when you consider this in our own reality, especially with the effects of social media on our values. Nowadays, everyone's the star of their own reality TV show. People project vapid and unattainable standards by advertising a fake life on social media.
That 14-year-old girls who use social media more than 5 hours a day saw a 50% spike in depression symptoms.
This feeds into people's values. They see other people's fake lives and hold their own up to the same standard. These people then perpetuate the cycle, which then brings the Habitus further and further away from authenticity and truth. Corporatization of society is then also reflected in the Habitus of both the Truman Show and in our own society. In the Truman Show, the effects are obvious. Truman's wife is constantly advertising and shitting brands. It's almost a learned response that has been ingrained into her.
You really ought to throw out that mower. Get one of those new Elk rotaries.
Which is why at this point, Truman is actively interrogating her on the lie that they've been living. In response, Truman's wife defaults to an almost robotic speech about a coffee brand. This is the Habitus failing. Truman's wife is so deeply submerged in the Truman Show delusion that she has no other response. She just keeps reading the same script. But it's so much worse in our own society where our Habitus is so heavily corporatized, with corporate values being held in such a high regard that we value our careers more than our families. Never before in history has this happened. Truman's suspicions of reality are then brought up again when his father, who he assumes is dead, shows up on his way to work dressed as a beggar.
Dad?
Truman's father is then quickly whisked away on a bus, but not before Truman sees his face. He realizes something is up, so he goes to talk to his mother, who tries to explain away his father's reappearance by suggesting that he's just crazy and hallucinated it. This time, it doesn't convince Truman, who also notices how often his wife name drops brands. As Truman starts to go through his old things,
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The movie flashes back to Truman's college years and a chance encounter he had with a woman named Lauren. Lauren's meant to be a background character, but the two Zites meet across the room. They share a conversation in a romantic moment on the beach. Lauren then goes out of character to try to reveal to Truman that his whole reality is fake.
Listen to me. Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows everything you do. They're pretending, Truman. Do you understand? Everybody's pretending.
Lauren, who reveals her real name as Sylvia, tries to explain that Truman's world is a lie. But then again, she stops short by a man saying he is her father, and that she's just talking nonsense. As Truman starts to think back to this, it's revealed that he still longs to see Sylvia, with him even recreating her face from fashion magazines, because Sylvia is the only thing that's real in this fake world. It's then later revealed that Truman is obsessed with Fiji, as Sylvia is reported to be moving there. Truman then starts to see more and more suspicious things. His radio specifically describes his every move in an apparent malfunction.
Okay, he's making his turn onto Lancaster Square.
Truman's also seeing every part of the background set, but he's always escorted away from it. This sequence of events brings his suspicions to a breaking point, as Truman concludes that it seems that his entire world revolves around him in some weird way. Fearing that he's going crazy, he brings up these questions to Marlon, his best friend, who then just tries to brush it all off. And in response to his increased suspicion, Truman's then further barraged by suggestions that everything is just fine, that he's just being weird. His mother then shows fake pictures of him at Mount Rushmore, and even the TV runs a program about the benefits of a small town life. But by now, things don't work like they used to. He's seeing the society that he lives in starts to crack. It's also laughable and ridiculous. This whole thing is a facade. And now that Truman is waking up to this reality, the lullabies of deception can't draw him back to sleep. After noticing that his wife is crossing her fingers in his wedding pictures, Truman follows her to work. Despite multiple attempts by extras to delay and stop Truman from seeing the surgery that his wife is helping with, Truman breaks into the hospital and sees the fake surgery being played out by actors who have no idea what they're doing. Determined to leave, Truman then visits a travel agency. By this point, Truman's had enough. He's determined to leave. He wants to escape the sick society, so he tries to book a flight to Fiji, but the clerk says they're all sold out for at least a month. So then Truman tries to get a bus out, but it conveniently breaks down just before leaving. Truman then, sitting in a car at home, waits for his wife to come back from work. When she does, she gets in the car with him as he points out the clockwork regularity of the people who go past their road. Unsatisfied with her unrealistic reaction to this, Truman then locks the car and takes Meryl on an impromptu road trip. To everyone around him, he seems like he's having a breakdown. He's breaking the rotten habitus surrounding him. But then instantly, traffic jam starts, stopping Truman in his tracks. Truman then pretends to go back home, which disperses the traffic completely, but then turns right around and makes his way out of the suburbs and onto the road. Once they reach the bridge, which stands between Truman and the mainland, it seems that his conditioned aquaphobia will stop his escape plan. All the conditioning and propaganda is the only barrier to his freedom. However, Truman overcomes his fears by closing his eyes and forcing Meryl to steer the car while he holds down the accelerator. Once they're over the bridge, other obstacles are set up by Christoph to try and stop Truman from leaving. Truman even drives through a wildfire, but is stopped.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
By a roadblock due to a convenient leak at the nearby power plant. In desperation, Truman tries to get through on foot, but is tackled and subdued by men in hazmat suits, who take him back home. The implausibility of all these events cement Truman's skepticism of the world around him. Which brings up the question, how many so-called emergency events in our own world could be equally implausible? All the lies told by our media, all the false narratives pushed onto us, all the divisions sowed by algorithms in the news, all these layers of fallacy that have been embedded into every aspect of society. We all have the means to stop this nonsensical fictional reality that we abide by, and yet we choose not to confront it. When anyone does, they are breaking the habitus surrounding them, which threatens the whole house of cards that society is built on, which is why true, authentic reality is always outrunning our apprehension. So then how can we ever know the truth when the lens we look through is tainted by a corrupted habitus, tainted by all the models of distractions that we don't even acknowledge. If we can't comprehend true reality, we no longer know what truth is. We don't have a grasp on what our values really are. And it's this flattening of our values, of our society, of our culture that dampens our outrage and emotion. Everything becomes muted by a postmodern reality. In The Truman Show, Truman's deserved outrage at the cage he has been trapped in is never tapped into. He's never angry, instead he's always left in a state of confusion and distraction. He's meant to feel crazy by searching for the truth. This is because for the show to be successful, it relies on Truman and his belief in the society around him. If he starts questioning this, then society goes down with him. So society has to prevent him from questioning the habitus he is surrounded by. And are we any different? Is this why we live in a culture without soul or value? Where everything we think and do is shrinked down by reductionism? Where the phenomena of nature, personality, the essence of life is just reduced to statistics and banal labels? Our world is filled with mystery and wonder. It's filled with adventure, but our world is being reduced to nothing more than a banal monotonous cage, numbing us into this bored, flaccid, apathetic state, which is what The Truman Show tries to show us. Once home, Truman is now feeling like an animal in a cage. His wife, unable to calm him down, offers him some coffee with a less than subtle product placement. Truman immediately senses out the fact that she is performing for someone, and so he confronts her about it. He's starting to reject this ridiculous reality he is surrounded by, and because of this, he seems crazy, which is why then the actor of Truman's wife begins to break character and pulls out a sharpened kitchen utensil to defend herself. It's these sorts of cracks in the show that only happen when Truman stops believing in it. Like in our world, we're now starting to see the rise of political outsiders. We're seeing the rise of extremism and a general apathy of all the people who refuse to believe in our current system. With our government starting to collapse with war imminent, no one trusts our broken society. And in the case of The Truman Show, it's this unraveling madness that almost ends with Truman's wife revealing her acted role. Only until Truman's lifelong friend Marlon bursts in at the last minute and whisks Truman away to have a heart-to-heart conversation. But at this point, it's like putting a band-aid on a gaping wound. The floodgates are now open, and Truman's belief is dwindling. In this scene, the two are sitting near the river and begin reminiscing. Christoph, through Marlon, reassures Truman that
think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited.
prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truman's life has meaning and is normal. He comforts Truman by assuring him that if what Truman believed was real, then everyone would have to be in on it, including him. Though this isn't possible, as Marlon would never lie. On the surface, Truman seemingly takes this into heart, but deep down he knows that Marlon is just a victim of the game, and so he deliberately shows to him that he bought the ruse. He knows that Marlon isn't a bad person, but that he's not a real person. Morning arrives, and Truman seems to be back to his old self. He draws with a bar of soap on in the morning, he has the usual conversations with his neighbors and co-workers, and seems interested in a new office mate he will have next to him. Evening rolls around and everything seems business as usual, with Truman fast asleep. However, Christoph senses something is off. Truman fell asleep in the basement rather than his bed, so Marlon is again sent over with a six-pack to investigate and talk Truman back to sense. However, this time he finds that Truman isn't there and has escaped from the house. Christoph calls for all actors to search for Truman, and for the first time in the show's history, cuts the transmission. However, even with all the actors searching the entire set, Truman cannot be found. At his wit's end, Christoph has the set illuminated into daylight mode early, and on a hunch, has the team begin looking through the cameras near the harbor and on the boat. After cycling through a few cameras, the team finds Truman aboard a sailboat, and Christoph gives the call to resume transmission. After a few moments of peace sailing, Christoph is then faced with a dilemma. He either continues the transmission at risk of Truman finding the truth, or he gets rid of Truman entirely. So he decides to send a violent storm above Truman's boat. Christoph increases the violence of the weather, but after a few long minutes, relents. Amidst this, Truman shows his willingness to die for the truth by shouting to the sky, "Is this the best you've got?" Christoph, in godlike stupor, descends to send the most violent bout of weather yet, all to the dismay of his crew and producer. Truman, however, holds on but is knocked unconscious. But at the last minute, Christoph rescinds the weather and removes the storm, resuming the tranquil waters. Truman regains consciousness and begins sailing his boat again. He has beaten the storm and the sea seems to be in his favor. However, after a few minutes, the bow of Truman's boat launches through the side of the set, leaving a big hole in the sky dome. By now, all of Truman's suspicions have been confirmed, and in an ecstasy, begins punching the wall. However, the reality of Truman's situation begins to dawn on him as he sees the ramp at the end of the water. Truman walks across this ramp, walking on the water. The audience is gripped. The culmination of his 30 years in the Truman Show seems to be at its finale. Truman locates a staircase and slowly ascends to the side of the set. At the top, he locates the door labeled exit and opens it, revealing the abyss beyond his realm. A godlike voice then thunders through the sky as Christoph reveals that Truman was the star of a TV show with the whole world watching. Truman asks, "Was nothing real?" And in response, Christoph responds that Truman is real, and that's what made him so enjoyable for millions. Christoph then tries to keep Truman in the set by indicating that there was no more truth out in the real world, and that in the world he created for him, he had nothing to fear. The ignorance was bliss. After a few moments of silence, Truman looks up at the camera and says his final words before leaving the show.
"Good afternoon, good evening, and good night."
It's Truman's overriding impulse to return to what is real that makes the entire show fall apart. His drive to understand true reality is enough to bring down the false reality he'd been living.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As he goes through the door, this symbolizes Truman taking back control and turning back on a sterile, hollowed-out reality. And today, we're in the same process. The increasingly ridiculousness of our society and the habitus that we're servile to is beginning to crack. With our world, economy, and culture crumbling into the ground, we're seeing a rejection of this tired system. We're seeing new waves of younger generations dropping out of the workforce, rejecting the habitus imposed on them, and millions taking the untrodden path, which is causing society society to reach a crossroads. We're faced with a new path because those in control of our reality are now making a new one. A path of metaverses and virtual AI reality to take us astray from our current world. And the other path is a reversion back to what is truly felt. But whichever path we take, our belief in society is falling apart. The cracks are starting to show everywhere you look, and the game is collapsing in on itself. So the question is, where does it go from here? I have a quick important announcement to make. I'm sick of being demonetized on YouTube. I'm sick of censoring these videos for the YouTube algorithm. So this is gonna change. Every month, I'm gonna be releasing unfiltered, raw, controversial videos for YouTube members. Videos about the darkest corners of the internet, TikTok, the CIA, China, Rothschilds, and Mr. Robot series review. And by the end of the month / early August, I'll be releasing a video on Ted Kaczynski, otherwise known as the Unabomber, where we'll talk about his story, going from a mathematical prodigy to living in the world, sending bombs in the mail, and having his manifesto on the front page of the New York Times. Not only that, but by becoming a member of the channel, you'll have access to my Discord server to talk with other like-minded people, where every month I'll be doing a Q&A for all your questions. And if you're still not happy with your membership in the first month, I will personally refund you. All you have to do is email me. So if you want to watch exclusive, unfiltered, controversial videos that I can't release to the public, which includes access to my server and a monthly Q&A, join my channel for only $5.99 a month. This will also help us out a ton too in making these videos. And if you want to support the channel even more, I will hard code your name into my videos for only £3 more. So if this interests you, all you have to do is click the link in the description or click the join button below to have access to all of this.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.